Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Yeah, and we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Joshua. I'm a physical support here at Clearwater Physical Therapy. I got here in Fort McMurray July 2022. The people are nice, but the weather is a different story.
There you go, man. So you were talking about a little earlier, you had your own physical therapy gym back in the Philippines.
Yes, I opened my own gym before going here.
Yeah.
Now it's my parents that manage the gym.
Oh, cool.
They're also the best customers.
When you talk about gym, like, what are we talking about?
Like a strengthening gym, a workout gym. It was open near a basketball court, so almost all of my clients are basketball players. Some of them want to like jump higher, run faster,
Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. So you tied that into a spin-off of your physical therapy practice.
Yes. I also do some treatments. There's like a sort of small clinic in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved here. I still have that Facebook page. I still get some messages, people looking for me over there.
Right.
Yeah.
And so now that your parents are managing the gym over there, that's still going. How are you finding, you still have to manage.
Yeah.
You're still chatting with them. You're still going through it. What's it like being a business owner living in a completely different country?
At first, there was not much clients, but after the pandemic, the other gyms started closing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we had like a larger like influx of clients after the pandemic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so the business is doing well back there.
It's doing really well.
That's awesome. Well, whoop whoop. What's the name of the gym?
Gazebo Gym. Shout out to the Gazebo Gym and my parents for managing the gym.
That's awesome. So you left mom and dad back home to come to Canada, come to Fort McMurray, check it out. So your physio back there. Are you and your physio assistant here? You're working on your credentials, I'm assuming.
Yes. Hopefully this year everything's going well.
Yeah.
And then become like a full physio.
Nice. So you're studying for the practical test?
The clinical exam.
The clinical exam. Yeah. So Pram, that dude is amazing.
Yep.
So like definitely sit down with him. Him and there was another gentleman that used to work here, Brendan Smith.
Yeah, they're both really good physios. They're both knowledgeable too.
Yeah, their knowledge, especially on what is required to like do well on that test.
Yeah,
exactly. I strongly suggest hanging out with those two and like listening to what they have
to say. That sounds like a good advice.
Yeah, man. So you've been in Fort McMurray now, you said you're struggling with the cold.
Yes.
So
being from the Philippines, initially I didn't know that it can get that cold.
Right.
Because it's one thing you see the numbers, right? There's another thing to experience the actual cold, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So have you embraced it? Are you doing outdoor kind of activities or not quite there?
I actually tried skiing, but unfortunately I injured my shoulder during that.
Yeah. It's a hard sport.
Yes. Definitely need some practice. It does look easy when you're looking at other people doing the skiing, but apparently it's not as easy as I thought. Yeah.
I'm a snowboarder. I learned to ski when I was a kid, but now I snowboard. They're both hard.
Yeah, and my cousin, they were born and raised here, said snowboarding is a bit more difficult than skiing, but even skiing, I find it a lot difficult.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, and it's kind of crazy. I was chaperoning my kids' school, and so they're all like young, going down the hill for the first time, and I'm just like, I take it for granted because I've been doing it my whole life.
Right.
I'm just like, are we really giving these kids just pieces of wood to strap on their feet to go down a hill and dodge those trees?
And they're so good, right? Even those little kids, looks like they're like experts in skiing.
Yeah.
And me, like a larger person, like fumbling around.
Yeah. Right? So did you stick on the bunny hill or were you able to hit some of the other slopes?
Just the bunny hill, and I think that's too much for me.
Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
No, it's a thing.
Yeah, but I'm really interested. My wife is really interested too in learning some lessons. It was her first time too.
Yeah.
But she's a lot more interested than I am.
Mm-hmm.
I think she needs. She wants to have like some lessons in skiing.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So what's another winter activity that you're gonna try to pick up?
Usually outdoor stuff like hiking with my dog in winter.
Mm.
My dog really likes the snow. We bought him from the Philippines too, so he's not too familiar with the snow here.
Okay, what kind of dog do you have?
Just a small poodle.
Okay.
I have like other dogs in the Philippines, like bigger ones.
Yeah.
But it's more convenient to like bring in like a smaller dog from the Philippines. A lot less expensive too.
Right. Yeah. So how many dogs do we have going here? How many pets do you have? You seem like a guy who might have a zoo.
Yeah, I have actually like 6 dogs in the Philippines. All different sizes, from a Chihuahua to a Labrador and a Belgian Malinois. And now it's my parents too that takes care of them.
Man, you left a lot of weight on your parents, man. You better be sending nice Christmas gifts. Jeez.
Exactly. But they all love it. They love the dogs too.
Okay.
My mom initially doesn't like dogs. But as I always say, they have this magic that convinces you to like them.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
That's what I hear. Yeah. I'm not a pet person. I didn't grow up with pets. And so now I'm going to the SPCA, went to walk a dog and hang out in the cat room, trying to get more comfortable with dogs and cats, and animals in general. So
that's good.
We'll see. People keep telling me the same thing you say. So let's build on that. Like, what do you get out of this relationship with animals that I obviously don't see?
Yeah. They have this magic. You'll feel it, definitely.
Yeah. So does it, like, in regards to, like, magic, is it like David Blaine, like, bippity boppity boop? Like, does it help your heart? Like, what is that magic? Describe the feeling that I potentially will get with a companion of an animal.
Yeah, sort of like hypnotic magic. When you look into their eyes, you get like attached to them in some way.
So I gotta start making eye contact with the animals. Because I don't currently. I just like, yo, what's up? Like, I gotta stare at them.
Yeah,
like, they're not gonna feel a way about me and be like, yo, what's up?
It's also the way that you stare at them, right?
Right.
So they can detect like facial signals, they can detect your emotions too.
Okay.
If you stare like in an intimidating way, they're gonna feel that, of course, right?
Right. Okay. So what is the drive for you to have so many of these animals around you?
Before, I wanted to take care of like bigger dogs, but when I took care of like smaller dogs, they have their own personality, and each dog has a different personality, so it's all really good to take care of them. It's a lot of work though, especially like training them, but it's all good. It's all fun.
Nice. And so now that you're down from 6 to 1, what's the difference that you're feeling?
I definitely miss them, but my parents often send me like pictures of them. They have like a small farm in the mountains in the Philippines too. They bring the dogs there.
Oh, nice.
They send videos and pictures of the dogs playing in the farm, and it lessens a bit my like feeling of missing them.
Yeah, fair enough. How often do you get back to the Philippines to visit friends, family, and pets?
The last time I was there was 2022.
Okay.
I came back a few months after I got here.
Yeah.
December to get married.
Oh, congratulations. There you go. That's a good reason to go back.
Yeah.
There you go.
Just to start like processing my wife to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, she arrived here just last year, May. And she liked it here too.
That's great. Well, she wants to go skiing, so she's embracing the culture.
Yeah, she likes the cold more than I do.
Yeah. Listen, my dad and my mom immigrated here in the mid 70s from Guyana, South America. And to this day, my dad still doesn't like the winter.
That's what my mom feels too. She comes here every like year, every year, but she always comes in the summer. When it's like August, it's too cold for her already.
Really? Yeah. I've never been to the Philippines, so like, it's humid? Humid type
of heat?
It's
really humid. Kind of like a sauna.
Okay.
Especially during summer.
Yeah.
There are two seasons, summer and rainy season.
Okay.
Just those two.
And when you say rainy season, what are we talking about? Like raining how often during the day? Oh, no, we're out of time. That happens to me all the time. Listen, he just happens to watch. That means we're out of time. So before I cut you loose, though, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
All right. A shout out to my wife, Grace, and my parents still in the Philippines. I know that they can take care of the gym. They're always busy, even though they're retired. So shout out to them too. Hi, Mom.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show from the bottom of my heart. Thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. There we go.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.